Individuals earning less than $13,000 a year and a family of four making less than $27,000 would receive state tax credits for earned income, household rent, and food and excise tax refunds. Jenny Lee, advocacy co-chair for Partners in Care, says Hawaii's high cost of living, regressive tax system, and affordable housing shortage push the state's poor to the brink of homelessness.
30% of households in Hawaii are liquid asset poor. That means that they don't have cash or retirement accounts so that they can survive for even 3 months at the poverty level. And their risk of losing their housing is actually very high. And once they actually do become homeless, we require extensive social services in order to get them housed again.
Lee said tax credits would help low-income households build assets to prevent homelessness. But Tax Foundation of Hawaii Interim President Tom Yamachika said the proposed bill increases the complexity of filing tax returns. Instead, Yamachika recommended lawmakers increase the state's lowest level for taxable income.
Currently, the federal poverty level for a single person is about $13,000 and change. Our filing threshold for a single filer is about $3,200. So they have $10,000 in taxable income, which puts them not in the lowest bracket, not in the second lowest, but in the fourth bracket, okay, which is the 6.4% bracket.
Yamachika says raising the filing threshold would provide the same earned income tax relief without having to rely on complex tables. Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice Executive Director Victor Geminiani says low to moderate wage earners need a break.
People in the lower 40% of the economic bracket pay about 13 cents per every dollar in taxes, whereas those at the top 20% pay about 8 cents per dollar.
Geminiani also says a low-income household renter's credit would provide about $300 in tax relief for a mother with one minor child. Hawaii State Commission on the Status of Women Executive Director Kathy Betts supports the bill because she says female heads of households are the hardest hit.
Women make anywhere from 77 cents to 82 cents to their male counterparts' dollar. It's really not surprising that the face of poverty, especially in Hawaii, is women with children.
The House Human Services Committee passed the measure, which now goes to the House Finance Committee for consideration. After the vote, Representative Beth Fukumoto, who co-sponsored the bill, said the State Department of Taxation provided written testimony citing the complex nature of implementing tax credits. But Fukumoto said the state must do something to help families.
I'm sure it would be difficult and more work, but the legislature has given them a lot of money to modernize their tax system, to make it easier, get more computers and that sort of thing. As we go to that, it should be easier to adjust things based on things like inflation or federal poverty guidelines.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.